An international rights group says Israeli forces and settlers have killed nearly 2,000 Palestinian children over the past 15 years. Defense for Children said the situation worsened in 2014 due to widespread use of military force. The group said 553 Palestinian children were killed in Israel's war on Gaza last year. Most of them were under 12 years old. A dozen Palestinian children were also killed by Israeli soldiers in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem al-Quds in 2014. They were mainly hit by live bullets. Defense for Children said Israel is also using Palestinian children on agricultural settlements in cruel conditions. The group said only an end to the Israeli military occupation will improve the lives of Palestinian children. Political commentator Yusuf Al-Halu joins us now from the British capital, London. Mr. Al-Halu, welcome to the program. Talk to us about the recent numbers released by the international rights group Defense for Children.
Well, the recent figure of around 2,000 children killed by the Israeli military in the past 15 years is actually no surprise. It's due to Israel's disproportionate use of force. Civilians, including children, are always the victims of ground incursions, aerial strikes. Now, despite having the most advanced technological weaponry, such as the drones, as we know, yet whenever there is a tragic incident, for example, the killing of the four kids on the Gaza beach during Israel's last onslaught, Israel justified that attack, saying that it was a human error, and it claimed that these children were playing next to a military post manned by Palestinian fighters. Now, one of the Israeli soldiers said, following the 51-day war or onslaught, that they were ordered by their commanders to flatten entire residential neighborhoods to cause the maximum damage as a means of revenge for the loss of some of their soldiers by Palestinian resistance. Now, even during times of quiet, I reported myself on many cases where children who were collecting scrap metal and the gravel to earn a living, collecting these materials along the border, were shot dead. And also children who joined their fathers to fish off the seashore of Gaza were shot at, with some were killed and injured. And also, let's not forget the brutal burning of a Palestinian child, Mohammed Abu Khder, in the West Bank, who was burned alive by Jewish settlers last summer. And most recently, the burning of a family, Palestinian family, in the West Bank too, while they were asleep, killing the entire family, including two children. So civilians, including the children, are paying the price. Airstrikes in the middle of the night during the war, psychologically traumatized. So and this number will keep rising as long as the international community keeps turning a blind eye to the suffering of these children, and also the stone throwers, as you mentioned, the rules of engagement keeps changing. These stone throwers, they will be put in jail, they will be arrested, and so on. So, and let's not forget also Gaza. If we are talking about, in particular in Gaza, more than half of the population in Gaza are young people or children below the age of 20.
You mentioned that the number of Palestinian children being killed by Israel is no surprise. What is surprising, though, is that the crimes the Israelis commit and the rights violations of Palestinian children and Palestinians of all walks of life continues as we speak.
That's correct. And the recent storming of Al-Aqsa Mosque, you know, these people, you know, they have a right to, they say they have a right to resist the occupiers. If these Jewish settlers come in the middle of the night and burn their olive orchards or farms or kill their sheep, or they ask them to leave, obviously these people, they will fight back. But these children, school children, many of them are being prevented from reaching their schools. They are being arrested, tortured. This is the sad reality. It's due to the inaction of the so-called international community, the United Nations. People, Palestinians in generally, are let down. They are, you know, dismayed by the apathy of the international community. They have the right to live peacefully. Yet, you know, this is what we are witnessing: more brutal crimes, more arrest, more killing, more, you know, wars and frequent attacks. Sadly, you know, no one is changing this.
Political commentator Yusuf Al-Hilu joining us from London. Thank you for your comments.